Thursday, July 31st. Memorial of St. Ignatius of Loyola. The first reading from Exodus chapter 40, verses 16 through 21 and 34 through 38. Moses did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. On the first day of the first month of the second year, the dwelling was erected. It was Moses who erected the dwelling. He placed its pedestals, set up its boards, put in its bars, and set up its columns. He spread the tent over the dwelling and put the covering on top of the tent, as the Lord had commanded him. He took the commandments and put them in the ark. He placed poles alongside the ark and set the propitiatory upon it. He brought the ark into the dwelling and hung the curtain veil, thus screening off the ark of the commandments as the Lord had commanded him. Then the cloud covered the meeting tent, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Moses could not enter the meeting tent because the cloud settled down upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Whenever the cloud rose from the dwelling, the children of Israel would set out on their journey. But if the cloud did not lift, they would not go forward. Only when it lifted did they go forward. In the daytime the cloud of the Lord was seen over the dwelling, whereas at night fire was seen in the cloud by the whole house of Israel in all the stages of their journey. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 13, verses 47 through 53. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. Haydock Commentary. Jesus is saying, "Because you know how invaluable is the treasure, the pearl, the kingdom here mentioned, you who are scribes and teachers should cultivate it yourselves and communicate the same blessing to others, thus imitating a father of a family who draws from his treasure both new and old things and distributes them to his children according to their several wants and necessities." This was a proverbial expression with the Jews to signify everything useful or necessary for the provision of a family. Thus also a pastor of souls throws light upon the mysteries of the New Testament by the figures of the Old, and explains the workings of grace by the operations of nature.